Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are listening to Relaxing Christ Show. Relaxing Christ Show is on the air. You are listening to Relaxing Christ Show. Relaxing Christ Show is on the air. And the show is about, it's all about today, peace. What is peace when you're in peace? When do we have peace? And when you're at war. When you're at war. Because it's a two different things. War and peace. Peace is opposed to war. And war is opposed to peace. In that case, let's go. We are talking to what's going on. And you are listening once again to Relaxing Christ Show. Relaxing Christ Show is on the air. Relaxing Christ Show is on the air. You are listening to Relaxing Christ Show. What is peace and when do you have peace? What is peace and when do you have peace? Okay. We're going to read some Bible. We're going to play some Bible. And we're going to have some, a lot of stuff to do. So, for us to listen to Relaxing Christ Show, let me finish get prepared, and we will go back and talk about peace. And what is peace? Talking about what is peace, when do we have peace, and when you out of peace. And when out of peace, when you at war. I mean, who you in war against, and who you choose to be at war, or who choose to be at war on you. So that's why this show is going to be today. Once again, you are listening to Relaxing Christ Show. Relaxing Christ Show is on the air. Back again, and I know I'm going to have a lot of attacks, and I'm going to let me play some music for you to listen. I'm going to have a lot of attacks for that, and I will be waiting, because I have a lot of enemies that still wait to get rid of me, whatever, because of the Bible. The devil, they will walk up the devil, because the devil has a problem. I need to smile. The true relaxing question, and the devil has a problem with the relaxing question. So do they co-workers, the demon, the spirit, the angels, demon, and the devil, Satan, the dragon, the serpent, and the problem of the Relaxing Christ Show. So do they co-workers? So do they co-workers? But at the same time, they don't enough to call themselves Christians. So let's listen to this. So God bless.
La vérité, 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 la vér
the truth cannot be hide. Like it or not, love it or not, the truth cannot be hide. So that's what he said. The truth will never be hide. Still Latin Quest Show, once again, you are listening to Real Latin Quest Show. So when you're talking about peace, okay, what is peace? When do you have peace? When you're in peace. Okay? That's going to be finaling the show, Relaxing Christ Show. I could relax in Christ. When you're not at peace, you cannot be relaxed. Because you depression, you high potential, you have anxiety, you paranoid. When you're not at peace, because yourself or whatever reason, especially when you are not at peace, you always do wrong. You jealous always get into you. When you're not at peace, you always get jealous. People used to jealous on others because they're not at peace. But the reason they're jealous is because they're not at peace. Jealous, let's see. It's okay to be jealous if you have a wife. On your wife, you are serving as a thing, a woman you love. Okay. It's okay to be jealous of God. I'm not, some people. Please love me. I know some people tell me, no, I'm going to say, when I say God, this is seven demons, they all put you. No. I'm talking about God who created heaven and earth. I'm not talking about a president, a king, a woman or men, or mother or father, whoever, or money, or idol, or statue, or demon, or sentence. None of those things. Any creation. I'm talking only one God, the creator. Heaven and earth. Created angels. Human beings, animals, everything. That of Israel, of the Jews, of Abraham, Moses, Lot, Noah. I'm talking about that guy. Of John Baptist, Solomon, David, Samson, Daniel, Joseph. I'm talking about that true living God. Yes, you could be jealous of him when they say his name. He's the one who created me. All that is created me, what should I take glory for him? That's what he has done. Give it water. Yeah, I could get jealous for him. Besides that, you should not have jealous for anything, anyone. Because when you have jealous against someone or other because you don't have peace, you're not relaxed. Evil will fill your heart, your mind. Evil will fill your heart and your mind. You're not at peace at yourself, at the person, and at God. Just say, at God first. At God first, and at yourself, and at others. Remember, Jesus said, love God first, and love others the way you love yourself. In Matthew chapter 7, do to others what you want others do to you. Do to others what you want others do to you. So in that case, when you peace out all this, you're going to love God first, love others. And how many love there is? There's two kinds of love. A lot of people, I see gay people, lesbian people, dumb enough, put signs, God is love. A lot of people, churches, pastors are really dumb, worse dumb than those people, and it's okay because it's love. No, Christians. You will get out of, you should know better. Me, you not see a gay people on the street or lesbian for the sign, God is love. I might have a little excuse for them. But I would send them to them, no, that's not the way to do it. If I see a pastor or the pastor preaching a Bible on them, I'm going to heaven, Jesus bless me, whatever. But I don't know if Jesus bless me, I'm going to heaven, we go to church, I'm blessed, whatever, I'm blessed. But saying God is love is okay for gay and lesbian. I'm saying you're the dumbest person on earth. Oh, what do you read? Where does it say? There's two kinds of love. All Christians should know that. True Christians, not satanic Christians, not the devil Christians. Because a lot of people are doing wrong, doing satanic, and for shame, or dumb enough, this is a Christian. Whether for shame, or shame, or dumb enough, they are a Christian. To cover the shame, or because they're not at peace, and being said they are Christians, so people are deceiving also. For this event. But Christians once again, and don't lie. They don't do wrong. So when you are at peace with God, you're at peace with God first, a human being like you and others, I mean yourself and others. I'm going to explain to you how those with God, yourself and human being like you, will be at peace. So, people that will question, you tell me there's two kinds of love. One is the one in the center of peace. The other one is not the center of peace. It could cause war. It could cause a lot of war. It could cause God to wipe you out. God to wipe you out. Like Sodom and Gomorrah, Egypt, a lot of places, Canaan, a long time ago, a lot of people. Yes. Noah's time. Get furious. Okay. One could cause you a lot of problems. If you don't know how to control it, how to deal with it. And the devil could control it. But the other one, the devil scared of it. He hated it. He stayed away from it. That's the one from God. That's the one God healed. That's the one made Jesus come on the cross. That's the one saying, stay away from it. Stay away from it. But the other one, that's the one sitting in love, control, trying to control. The devil, evil spirit. Because by that one, that's the way he could get you to disobey God, to go to hell, and you could not be at peace. Okay? Let's go. Let's go with me and listen. When you are at peace, there's the first love, that, I said, there's two love. One is the center of peace, one is the center of war. Let's put it like that. One is center of peace, one is center of war. But it could be one could be merciful for the protect one another. I'm gonna let you know for that. The one in center of peace is the one you love to say, love God first, love yourself, and love other living you love. Jesus said that. Jesus said that by his own mouth. But love yourself, love God first, love other the way you love yourself. Because if you love yourself, you love God, you will do whatever God tells you to do. You know, there's one guy, you don't go serve demons, you don't do magic, you don't do voodoo, you don't believe on them also. You don't have jealous for them. Sin against God wants to do a lot of sin, killing people, crying, stealing. Voodoo's magic, believe in the devil, worship a statue, worship idol, worship human being like you, call them Jesus or God, for serving. Human being like you. Whatever position would be, whether male or female, or statue, or gold, or money. If you have love of God, you will not do those things, or believe on them also. You will not do voodoo against you, you will not get jealous. If you have those love God, that love, you will not hate other people like you. If you do something wrong, you're not going to want other head to do it too. You're going to take full responsibility. I did it wrong. I'm sorry. I take the responsibility for myself. That love, that's when you're in peace with other also. You don't get jealous against other for what they do better than you, what they do you cannot do, what they do better for you, or they're doing something, trying to do something better in their life when you don't want to do anything in your life. Get jealous. You're not at peace of yourself first. You're not at peace of Him. You're not at peace of God first. And yourself second and others third. Why? No one tell you don't go do something better for yourself. No one tell you being lazy or being dumb. And dumb. No one tell you just do one thing. No one tell you don't work hard. Don't let it last change. No one tell you that. You choose it yourself. You choose to do voodoo. You choose to follow culture. That's you. You choose it. If you don't like it, you don't feel peace with it. You're not relaxed with it. All you have to do is lose smart, not dumb, not stupid. Well, that doesn't make me feel good. Whenever I do it, it doesn't make me feel good. I feel why? I don't feel myself. I don't feel comfortable. I don't not relaxed. I don't have self-esteem. I don't have self-esteem with this. So all I have to do is don't do it anymore. That's when you're in peace with God, yourself, and others. When you're in peace with God, yourself, and others, what you do? God is one, I don't like it. I hear people talking against it. I'm going to force people to do it. I'm going to lie against people. I hate other people don't do it like I did. And people should not force me to do what they do. I love to talk people business. I love to know what others do, what they do in life. But people should not talk about mine, or I'm going to kill them. I'm frustrated. I'm jealous against people who do better than me, try to do better. They think they're better than me. They think they're better than me. They're better than others. No one is perfect. I'm not perfect. Others should not be perfect, or should try to be perfect. That's the way. If I'm careless, I don't care about anything. I don't care about nothing. So others should be like me. It's culture. No, it's not culture, you dummy. That's you choosing. You in war. You're not at peace. You're not in life. You ain't shit. You're paranoid. You are everything. That's what, when you're lying, because you are not at peace. I've been experiencing that in the city from where I am. Whenever you catch people doing wrong in life, they will give you some dumb lies. They started crying. They started depressed, everything. Because they're not at peace. They're doing wrong. When you are peace, you don't lie. You don't deceive people. You're not dishonest. When you're dishonest, you're not at peace. When you do anything for food, for money, kill, lying, stealing, murder, you're not at peace. Criminal, you're not at peace. Hell waiting for you, you know that doesn't just to have life and do self-consoling, self-therapy, where Jesus is love, and Jesus could do anything. I'm not really going to forgive me, I'm going to be saved, but I'm going to show you how to be saved. You're not be saved. I'm not be saved. You don't. Really? You doing all kinds of wrong, you're going to be saved. Me, I'm trying to do all kinds of good, all right, and everything right. I'm going to be condemned in that case. Why did Jesus come to that? Because why is God condemn, gonna condemn? God want us to be righteous, want to be us holy. Why is God holy? God a good God. If he takes pleasure in people doing wrong, doing evil, lying, stealing, murder, killing, why is a good God and creator of heaven? Why is there hell for the evil? Why do you hate these evil people? Liars, deceivers, dishonest. Why he exists with you? Why hell was important? And the Bible says that. Well, why is it good that you want people to be good? And that's it. This way that you dumb enough, you don't look different from the guy, the devil. Walker of God, servant of God, and servant of the devil. If you're not smart enough to know the difference between. Because a lot of people, whatever they heard, saying, they don't learn about it, they don't know about it, they just keep wagging their mouth out of it. Blah, like diarrhea mouth. Oh, they just don't know what is it. But they keep talking about it, that's a thing, or whatever. No. If you're doing evil, you're lying, you're doing culture, when the Bible continues all those things, they say none of those people do those things will enter to heaven. You're stealing, you're lying, you're doing evil. Murder, jealous, accuser, culture, voodoo, magic, idolatry, worship idol, men and men, women and women, support them also. Lie in the Holy Spirit. It's of an evil spirit, it's the Holy Spirit. Deceiving money lover. Unfair, injustice, racist, discrimination. You're not at peace. Your heart, because every time those things come to your mind, you did. Your heart doesn't feel good. You don't feel good. That's why a lot of people are to do it wrong. That's why a lot of people, it's supposed to become for them doing wrong. It's like a therapy. Every time they do wrong, you make them feel good. If they don't want, they feel depression. Because everything comes back to them, hunting them down in the mind. That's why they have to lie. They are Christians. They have. There's a lot of fake pastors that say, no worry, you don't know how to live. That's why church becomes a therapy now. Church is not a way for to tell people the truth, for them to repent and change, to become do what is right, doing good. Church is become what the devil sits down, the pastor is the co-worker of the devil, the preacher is the co-worker of the devil, mission is the co-worker of the devil, it's preacher criminal. The preacher criminal, Satan, voodoo, magic, sorcery. Some of them prophets, pastors, you know, now they think they come call over here. You know where they can get it from the Bible. not even higher than the Bible thing that's supposed to be. Is that things like a factor of fee to fulfill a day conscience that bothered them because they have warred themselves at God's word, at themselves at others. Because they have done a lot against God, against themselves, against others. They're not at peace. When you do those things, you're not at peace. If you do something and you don't like it, or that's step against it, it's something, teachers you have. You have teachers on yourself, on your own. So I'm talking your own, before people tell you anything. That's your, I'm talking yourself. You have teachers. Whether you stop it, you don't do it anymore, or you continue on your own. Paul, you have no right to go across all this, do it like you so you could feel good, feel better. No, you don't. You have no right. It's because you don't have peace in you. Love, you don't have that love. The love does not talk about love, what I do, what is the list? Let's make a list. Did everyone make a list? Let's make a list. Let's make a list of things you don't like people say and do to you. Everything you don't want others say and do to you. Make that list. Make it a list to, for yourself. It's about two lists. The first list, everything you don't like people do and say to you. It's the same thing you should not do and say to others first. Okay, first, if you did something you know you're not going to like or they do or say to you first, then you don't go to do it and sit with them first. If I would step on someone imperfectly or steal somebody something, the person would say something back to me. I have nothing to say. All I have to say, hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that. I think my best part is being a man, being my strength, being courage, being strong, being encouraging, being bold, not meek, not being meek, being bold. Strong courage. That's what it is. You take the full charge of your action. Hey, I'm sorry for what I did. I'm sorry I didn't know that there wasn't a plan. I did plan it as a mistake. That's what happens when you plan something. But when you plan it, you can do it. I'm like, that's not mistake. You did it perfect. That's purpose, that's mistake. It's purpose and mistake. Mistake is something you did not think about, you did not plan. You did. But purpose is something you plan, you think about it, and you plan it, you go do it. That's not mistake, you dumb enough, let me say, oh, everyone makes a mistake, oh, for this. No, it's not like that. Life doesn't go like that. No. Okay, I'm sorry for whatever I did, I'm taking it back, I'm fixing it, I'm sorry for what I did. I did the free church. It doesn't go live around your company. Oh, respect me! Okay, you can't want all the respect, you will probably respect them first. Respect me, don't say that to me, respect. Whatever, you don't respect God first, you don't respect yourself, and you don't respect others. And then you don't want others to respect you, you don't want God to respect you too, and you have no self-respect. Just remember, respect God first, respect yourself second, respect others first. If you respect yourself, God first respect yourself second, and others too, you don't need to worry about other people. You know how you're going to need to worry? You're going to be careful what you do and say to others first. Before you worry what others say and do to you second. Because you're peace in peace. You relax. In Christ, you relax. Christ gives you everything. That's the only one who comes to me, there will be a new one. You said, it's not called repent, called first. You will take a life, sin of life, a loser life, a war life, when you're not in peace, you become in peace of that. You're not a murderer anymore. You're not a jealous person anymore. You're not stealing anymore. You're not dishonest anymore. You don't lie at his anymore. You don't do good to somebody and believe on them. You don't stop the devil and believe on them. You don't worship and serve any human being anymore. Whatever opposition or what they have anymore. Remember this, to serve. Serve as a worker, they pay you. And they serve as a worship, honoring as a God. The remember, there's a two-serve. I could serve someone, I'm serving them for them to pay me. I do what they say is they pay me. They pay me 2 hours a day, or 1 hour a day, or 5 hours a day, to do what they say, according to our contract, pay me. That is all. I'm not talking about that. Some people are not smart enough to know that. They're not lesser than enough. I'm talking about as worship, as God. Let them worship them as God. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. Honoring them as God, worship them as God. Honoring them as God. So, in Baptist, you disobey God for them. You disobey God for that person, those person, those things. You serve, you're not going to serve the statues also? Or you're not going to serve the angels, Satan, the devil, mystery? Because you cannot serve God, living God, and Jesus Christ, the true living God, because Yeshua HaMashiach in Israel. And they just have the demons. They say, well, because I'm Haitian. No. Oh, I'm American. Oh, I'm this. I'm African. I'm this. No. If anyone cannot serve the true living God, Jesus of Nazareth, called Yeshua HaMashiach, like a Jew is supposed to, how are we going to hell also? Remember, all of you say, well, God will change the Jewish, now you come to Gentiles. What the reason he said the Jewish? What made them, they didn't deceive him, they didn't believe in him? And who was the apostle? This apostle, part of the first Christian, who was they? Well, they were Jewish, Hebrews. Okay, the war. So, I'm sorry, for who will believe that we got nothing to believe, that's what Jesus said. Matthew again, chapter 7 says, not everyone say, Lord, 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 will enter to heaven. Calling me Lord, 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 will enter to heaven. You know, they say, because now come out and say, you the one who was doing evil, was doing wrong, disobey. They say, no one come to serve me and follow in culture anymore. You know, we keep following culture and serving God. Oh, our culture, that's our culture, yeah. Religion, culture, yeah. Our relation, that's culture. You can't say, because I'm African, or I'm this, I believe in that, so I'm becoming a Christian, I'm going to take it, can I listen to an African believe, or American believe, or American believe, or European believe, or Asia believe, or Australian believe, Corey has a Christian. A Christian in serving God, no. What the reason your ancestor wasn't serving God was condemned? What the reason you have to convert? What the reason your ancestor is not them that they choose in the Bible? What the reason that? What the reason of those that been saying you wasn't of your ancestor or your culture? What the reason? What the reason say you choose the Hebrews because Jewish as the first, but it has an example by order to be saved, other nations to be saved, Gentiles, Greek, Haitian, American, I mean, let's say, United citizens of America, Australian, African, other nations, Asia, Australian, all those continents, that's a continent, I name it by continent. So all the nations of all that continent have to serve God as well, the Jewish, like the Jewish supposed to. Have to, must to. You know that? I don't say like they can or may. You know that? I say must, have to. That's just God's meaning. You have no choice. You say must to, have to, supposed to. You know that? People will know the grammar will understand when I say must to, have to, supposed to. So there are a lot of people talking street language, they don't know grammar, they don't know anything. That's why they use must. Then when they say they're preaching, they don't know what they're called. You can't go the back over for grammar. We for every detail. So Jesus say, not one of them that will not pass. Will pass. So we think of it. He says, the earth of everything, the sky, the planet, the sky, the space, we pass out everything. We all this stuff, everything will be done. But the world is not even a letter. Because every letter, tongue, everything, it says, must to, have to, supposed to. And I'm like, I'm not Jewish, that's for Jewish. Yeah. When it comes to blessed, I'm blessed. That's for Jewish also. Listen, you're not a decent stealing because you are, you say, I'm blessed by heaven, really? But you can say, you lie. If you say, Paul, you do this on everything. Anyone, just after Matthew chapter 6, he said, don't worry. And Matthew chapter 10, what are you going to eat tomorrow? What? You need to worry. He said, the first of plants doesn't have anything to eat. But we supposed to work in here, but we have God going to give us. He doesn't say, sit down and do nothing, and you will get it like that. Yes, you have to work hard. God wants his people to work hard, but with honest to work. Inventing something, of course, you're inventing something good, that's what it means, that's a work hard, because you have to work hard to invent something. Or you work hard by working for someone to pay you, work hard by your own business, not one bad business like selling drugs. I'm not talking about those. But some stupid gonna think it like that. No. Or killing people or do other things. Mafia is stealing. No, that's not work hard. Those are warm, dishonest, warm things, God content. We send you to him. I'm talking about you work hard everything. You don't steal, you don't do dishonest, you don't flat on people for money. I don't want people in short want to go flat on others. You don't go accuse money. You don't go to Buddha circle have money magic. Except the devil said they could give you money. Culture. No, that's not blessing from God. God don't bless people to do things like that. God don't know you. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter it's not because of that you're blessed. The blessing of God doesn't mean have money. Have a lot of food. Doesn't always mean that everything material. Because God declared material anyway for people on earth, for human beings. And anyway, it's just gotten up eating in the beginning. So, remember Jesus gave the Lazarus and the wealthy men when they died? Was Lazarus blessed or cursed or whatever, not blessed, whatever? Was the wealthy man, rich man, was blessed or was the rich man? The one who was so rich, had my money, everything, was a blessing. I'm not talking because you have a lot of money, that's because you're selling things. And no, I don't say it's best to have a lot of money. I don't say that. I'm not saying negative. I don't say you're not blessed for that also. But I'm also not always when you have the money because that you're blessed, having God. It's not always going to have a lot of money and say, well, look, what? You just that you curse. No, don't be dumb idiot. Because God bless you by knowledge, because it's the beginning of knowledge. See, God, you have no people, guys. You stupid, you dumb. Because people have a knowledge, smart, intelligent. Not a lot of things, inventing, do a lot of things, even to save your own life. That's a stupid by God. But I don't think so. You have no people, God. You have no, you might say, the beginning of knowledge, see, God. Then you don't see God. You do whatever you want. You disobey him by anyway. It's he against gay. You see for gay. You do it. You worship the devil. You glorify him, demon, Satan, in the name of God and Jesus Christ. You respect him. You rely on the Holy Spirit. You do culture. Follow culture. You steal. You murder. You support wrong. You support wrong. You're deceitful. Deceiving. You're dishonest. You lie, you accuse me, and you never detect anything and detect from the devil. You're not at peace. Because anyone who's attacking us, detected or super detected. Detect is something from the devil. Why detected? The devil is someone, they have a conscious, a panic conscience. If they do something, you have to do it so that to make them feel better. It's like something like a mental psych. Psychology sick, and the mental psychology sick, they burn damage. It is a mental, because mental psychology could make you become doing a lot of things. Whether it could make you panic, have anxiety, it could make you depressed, it could make you enjoy doing wrong, it could make you psychology criminal, psychology lying, psychology dumb, psychologically sick, detector. That is something that could cause you a lot of things. You see that brain? If you don't take your advice or have God do, try to do something, you could cause you a lot of that thing in your life. It could make you a psychological bully. Psycho. Who does bully is the people who have a psychological sick, mental problem. Because they haven't been in touch with a lot of them, and that's what they say. Find out. And 17 mental could cause a psychological problem also. See? And when you say that person is psycho, we're going to say term. Reverse psychology. When the person do reverse psychology, it's not because he's psychologic. It's because you do psychology, can he reverse it back to you. Then it's psycho. It's because you psycho person who do psychology thing, psycho thing, then they reverse it back to you. You know, when someone throw a ball to ask you or something at you, you do it back, you reverse it back. You send it back. What? That doesn't mean you don't do the ball first, do it first. You send it back, you reverse it back. That is reverse. You know, when you reverse something, something was going one way, you send it to other way. That's called reverse. You know, when you reverse your car, you just go forward, you make it go backwards. That's reverse. You reverse things. That's called reverse psychology. That's for intelligent people to know. That's reverse psychology, that's the way to deal with, like, dictator people having psychology problem. To make them feel themselves what they're doing to others, and what they're doing to you. The same thing they want to make them know is that feeling. So that's what they call it, reverse psychology. You cannot choose for people being gay because you are gay. If you don't want people tell you gay is wrong, if people can tell you that, that's your choice. People have rights to say, yeah, gay is wrong, other people are gay. It's not because you get all my feelings or with your feelings. What the heck are you? You think you are. What the heck you think you are? Do you think you're hurting people's feelings when you're being gay? Two, do you worry about other feelings? People, have you worried about other people feeling when you tell them they have to support you being gay and lesbian? Remember, that's your choice to be gay or lesbian. That's the person's choice not being gay or lesbian. But support it. That's your choice to support it whether you are not. But that's your choice to do it. You choose to do it. Not for them. Now, because you choose to do it, you become psychologically sick, mentally sick, low self-esteem, depressing, panic, brain disorder, and you think, oh, they have to do it to make you feel better, feel comfortable. What power would you make in order to feel comfortable with you, being among you? You never think about that. You only think, well, that's why that concept is that a lot of those people become so violent. Let's say that I'm in good position, disciple. That's why make a lot of people become violent. The reason they want all the fulfillment they need. Because they're looking for fulfillment they need and not there. When you do something, you choose to do something, that's you choose to do it. When others don't choose to do something, that's them. Who choose not to do it. Let's listen to this with me.
Matthew 5. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn. Genesis 18.
Okay.
And the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them, and bowed himself to the earth and said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your
sight,
will you then sweep away the place and make it for him what I am about to do? seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have chosen him, that he may command his children and his household after him, to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him. Then the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is very grave, I will go down to see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me. And if not, I will know. So the men turned from there and went toward Sodom, but Abraham still stood before the Lord. Then Abraham drew near and said, will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked? Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just? And the Lord said, if I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Abraham answered and said, behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5? And he said, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. Again he spoke to him and said, suppose 40 are found there. He answered, for the sake of 40, I will not do it. Then he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 are found there. He answered, I will not do it if I find 30 there. He said, behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there. He answered, for the sake of 20, I will not destroy it. Then he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak again but this once. Suppose 10 are found there. He answered, for the sake of 10, I will not destroy it. And the Lord went his way when he had finished speaking to Abram. Genesis 19. The two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them and bowed himself with his face to the earth and said, my lords, please turn aside to your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may rise up early and go on your way. They said, no, we will spend the night in the town square. But he pressed them strongly, so they turned aside to him and entered his house. And he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. But before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both young and old, all the people to the last man surrounded the house. And they called to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that we may know them. Lot went out to the men at the entrance, shut the door after him, and said, I beg you, my brothers, do not act so wickedly. Behold, I have 2 daughters who have not known any man. Let me bring them out to you, and do to them as you please. Only do nothing to these men, for they have come under the shelter of my roof. But they said, stand back. And they said, be still, King of Sodom, and you'll become a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them. Then they pressed hard against the man's bar and drew near to break the door down. But the men reached out their hands and brought Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck with blindness the men who were at the entrance of the house, both small and great, so that they wore themselves out, broken to the door. Then the men said to Lot, have you anyone else here?
Okay. Good, Mr. Diary. Well, I'm talking about friends. Those people, Lot in peace with them, but they're not in peace with him. Two angels come, Lot in the house. What they want to do in his house? They want to get those men to be have sleep with them like a women supposed to. They're supposed to do with women. When they got to say, no, I have to even sacrifice his daughter for all that men, his two daughter for all that men, they even don't accept it. Why? Because those that psychologically sick make them so crying that God say, so many crimes. I'm coming to see all the crimes. This is what's going on. Because they are really like a crime. They're working in a psychopath, psycho sick person, psychologically sick. Make them doing crime. That's what you know, they give people all crime. Lesbian, that's why for the this a lot of people almost in the world. Because they're feeling something, they have a problem. Some of them are don't use the time at night, they don't want to have that demon. But those that don't demon to convert people in that life, they don't want to really by them. Lying, deceiving, you choose to be something like that, that's you. Someone don't want to, they don't trust with that team. Let's see. Okay, let's see a gay person, some gay person say, well, let's walk to all over the world, make all men become gay like us. So we want, don't have to feel panic, feel problem, feel anything, so we will feel good because every man is the same gay like us, we choose to be gay, everyone has to be gay too. Okay, let's see. Someone say, or other people say, well, let's get a look at every gay person, a lesbian person, because we are not gay. What would you say? What would you say? Oh, we do voodoo, that maybe everyone would do voodoo. If they don't, we kill them. Because you said they're there for everyone to grasp. Let's see. Someone said, well, we don't have the devil. We don't do voodoo. We don't do magic. We don't like them. Let's walk around and kill everyone who do those things. You don't do that. What would you say? You see, my point is, you're not at peace. When you say, we are in peace, I'm at peace in my mind. You're not at peace. Your mind is first. At that first, at yourself second and organs. Because you don't think you're not supposed to do against God, against us, and against others. You're not at peace. You're not relaxed. You panic. You have a psychology problem. Psychology problem, people always want to show you they have, they do. They're better than you. That's what they always, you think you're better than me? When they see you smart at something, you're good at something, that's how they get jealous. Now they will love you because they have money, you don't. Flying. They tell you they bless you, don't. And they will do anything to show you don't have. When they see you good at something, they're going to show you, you're not going to do anything. They're going to tell you, they bless you, curse. And people jealous will steal and go the wrong, don't bless. You're a curse person. Doesn't matter how much you have. It don't matter if you do what I said, the devil comes, you don't bless. If people don't do that, don't do voodoo, so they got it, feel that. Then let me show you when you bless. Let's go to the Bible with me. When you bless. When do you bless? Let's go to Leviticus 17 with me. And then to chapter 18. I mean, chapter 27 to chapter 18. Let's go. Let's say to see when you bless.
Deuteronomy 27.
Okay.
Now Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep the whole commandment that I command you today. And on the day you cross over the Jordan to the land that the Lord your God has given you, you shall set up large stones and plaster them with plaster. And you shall write on them all the words of this law when you cross over to enter the land that the Lord your God has given you, a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you. And when you have crossed over the Jordan, you shall set up these stones concerning which I command you today on Mount Ebal, and you shall plaster them with plaster. And there you shall build an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. You shall build no iron tool on them. You shall build an altar to the Lord your God of uncut stones. And you shall offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God. And you shall sacrifice peace offerings and shall eat there.
and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God. And you shall write on the stone all the words of this law very plainly. Then Moses and the Levitical priest said to all Israel, be silent and hear, O Israel. This day you have become the people of the Lord your God. You shall therefore obey the voice of the Lord your God, keeping his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today. That day Moses charged the people, saying, when you have crossed over the Jordan, these shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people. Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. And these shall stand on Mount Ebal for the curse. Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall declare to all the men of Israel in a loud voice, cursed be the man who makes a carved or cast metal image, an abomination to the Lord, a thing made by the hand of a husband, and such it up in secret. And all the people shall enter and say, Amen. Cursed be anyone who defileth his father or his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. First be anyone who moves his David's lamp. And all the people shall say, Amen. First be anyone who misses his appointment on the first. And all the people shall say, Amen. First be anyone who perverts the justice due to the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow. And all the people shall say, Amen. Anyone who lies with his father's wife because he has uncovered his father's nakedness, and all the people shall say, Amen. First be anyone who lies with any kind of animal, and all the people shall say, Amen. First be anyone who lies with his sister, whether the daughter of his father or the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be anyone who lies with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be anyone who strikes down his neighbor in secret. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be anyone who takes a bribe to shed innocent blood. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be anyone who does not confirm the words of this law by doing them. And all the people shall say, Amen!
Okay,
Joe.
You heard that,
Joe?
Bless and curse. When you sleep with your own sister, you go have, even sleep, have sex with your own sister, you see the nakedness, you curse, you're not blessed. Men and men, you curse, you're not blessed. Worship demons, do voodoo magic, you're not blessed, you curse. So in that case, those people do all those things come and say, blessed. Yes, God is law. The law that is not for men and men, women and women. It's not about sexuality. That's why there's two kinds of love. There's two kinds of love, yes. The only thing I would say is love. Love, because you don't do one to order, that's love. You don't have surely take a soda for what they have, what they can do, getting you, or wasting, that's law. You're not wasting, take a soda, that's law. Okay? You don't see them out there, sleeping out there, accusing out there, soda of mental or discrimination out there, that's law. You do to what they want you to do to you, that's law. Love other the way you love yourself, that's law. That's the law that is. That's how you come to that in the court. But the love, when you do all those things to people, what are you going to let people do to you? Do it to them first or say to them first because you don't have love for them. Later, you cannot tell them to have love for you. It's love, love, love. You cycle because you're psychologically mental sick. You think you could do anything, one to other, for them to love you at the same time, do whatever. Yes, the Bible does that, but you can take advantage of it. Oh, you know, I'm going to love on it. Oh, because I'm going to do anything to be able to provoke or love me. You start coming. And the law of sex which you love, you can have it with your clothes, get it to your sister, your brother, your stepmother, your stepfather, men and women, you're going to have it for animals. That's the second love. That is love could cause problem. That love, that little love could make you act off if you've got a disorder. You could kill for it. You could make you kill. If you don't control it, you control it. That is like I was control your body. You control it. The devil could put it in your mind. This feature could control your mind. It's true. You could be at war. But this feature, it's okay to be at war with the devil, evil spirit. Because for the one loving, when you obey the evil spirit, you're not at war themselves. You become at peace at the devil, but you become at war against God, the Holy Spirit. Okay, that's the thing. You could be at the peace at the Holy Spirit. You are at war with the devil, the Holy Spirit, the demon. That means people to fool, to lie, and jealous, stealing, accusing, and murder, killing, dishonors, discrimination, racist, sell people, jealous people, money lover, worship idol, voodoo, magic, sorcery, outside that, those are, you are who is this God, Holy God of Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit, and you are peace at the devil, demon, evil spirit, evil angels. You see? Then you could be at war against yourself, with your soul there. By doing harm to them. Yes, dishonest, lying, asking. Peace, when you have peace, you be careful what you do. You relax. You have no psychological safety, no psychological problem. You don't do mental problem thing. You don't lie, you don't dishonest people. You don't do wrong. That's why I have become called the medical people, MBS people, I call them the sore loser, because the medical people obsess you here, but they don't want to show people having sick, especially you and me, and the gay people are those people. And some dumb voodoo Haitian at the same time, I call them obsessive sore loser. Because when you keep everything, you say something, but you put wrong, you keep it and you pick. They try to pull anything to show you right. That's called obsessive, and that's called a loser. Because when you're a loser person, I'm not trying to do anything to them. When you're good at something, you jump back and answer, you mean like, take your Michael Jordan, he's very good at basketball. When you enter basketball or someone doesn't go, you can hear your life. Because you know, he got it, he can practice, he got it. And so then you say, well, I'm not going to realize, he's going to fight me, he's going to lose, whatever, he's going to win, he's going to do anything to win. Pick someone at a school again who's really cool, smart, get honors, they look at 100 words, A plus, B plus, C plus, or whatever. So, when the school tests come up quiz, there is not panic. That's no problem. But those who don't know, when they're more than smart, they were panic, they were cheating, or pay money, how is it, teacher, whatever. Why? So they could pass because they were so loose, because they were easy, they don't do the thing, lose. To become a sore loser, that's what I call a sore loser. You don't want to do anything to win, anything to show you right when you are wrong all the time. That you are obsessive, and you are a sore loser. That's what I call it, obsessive, sore loser. Not the devil. The devil loves heaven. He loves eternal life. He loves heaven. Everything for him. Let's take Apocalypse chapter 12 to see what it says. He becomes so furious and mad, he goes after us. He goes against God, everything. Why? Because he's a sore loser and he's very upset to see other human servants, to see other human beings disobeying God, to obey him everything, to go to hell with him. So he becomes so upset. And he's a sore loser.
Revelation.
Revelation. I'm sorry, not 11, 12.
Then, Revelation.
Get down here to the devil.
And a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pain and the agony of giving birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his head 7 eyes. His tail swept down a third of the stars and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she bore her child, he might devour it. She gave birth to a male child, one who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. But the child was caught up to his throne, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, in which she is to be nourished for 1,260 days. Now war arose in heaven. Michael and his angels fight against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent is called the devil, like the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven say,
now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their
testimony.
For they loved not their lives, even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short.
And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. But the woman was given the two wings of the great eagle, so that she might fly from the serpent into the wilderness, to the place where she is to be nourished for a time, and times, and half a time. The serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, to sweep her away with the flood. But the earth came to the help of the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed the river that the dragon had poured from his mouth. Then the dragon became furious with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And he stood on the sand of the sea.
You heard that? That's what he did. That was the obsessive star loser. He loves heaven. He loves eternal life. Heaven waiting for him. Now he's the obsessive star loser. You went after him, married. That's when you went to India to wear wood, to keep out of the world to you all. And when Jesus and Mary gave birth to Jesus, I went to hide in Egypt, children of Egypt. In Egypt, when you go up for 3 years, that's between 200 and 1,600 years. Sorry, that's mean. That's in 3 years. Jesus was 3 years old, 3 years and a half old when he went back to Israel. Joseph and Mary went back to Israel. That's when they just had them go hide there for 2 years, when, until they would die, because Satan and his rebels, as he come back, he could come back. Wasn't he with himself was doing it? Satan and that to him. Because after he get taken out of heaven, was all that he went to. So he become a sore loser. He's an obsessive sore loser. So that's how he come after us also. The Bible says it. So we're sorry for every city way of Islam. Problem, gay, lesbian, girl, and murder, and deceitful, dishonest, women without a control, men against a very coward, doing wrong, war, killing, and dictator. Because those are what about the devil, voodoo, magic, sorcery, evil, people become so dumb. It's like kids, young women, young kids, people so dumb, they saw them or anything. That's the work of the devil. He's a soul. So obsessive, so loser. He will try to do anything to show his way. But you see, that's why a lot of people, if me and my was in peace, he's not in peace. He's mad, he's furious, he's not in peace. He's very panicked because this time is near. Yeah, that's a lot of people, when you tell them, yeah, they'll say that, that's me. Okay, you killing people, you see them, you don't want to be from discrimination, racist, you tell me, Google, not me. When they tell you about hell, it's me. You stealing, you gay, you forcing people to be gay like you, or lesbian like you, and try to lie, accuse them, do wrong to them, deceiving them, doing voodoo magic against people others. And he said, those are not me, man. But when they tell you, you're going to go to them for doing those things, well, that's me, right? Because because you're so loser, obsessive, because you're panic. You are the point of my psychology problem. Because you know, if you they catch you and kill it, let the human being lie. If you're not there authority, humans being touched, you're killing people, what are they going to do if you put you in jail, right? But there's justice, human injustice. It's the same thing. You do not want to, but you think that's going to do it. Yes, it's come for mercy, but if anyone comes to me, cannot do nothing anymore. Anyone who converts, come to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is a true Christian, and cannot do those things anymore, believe in those things. So you still do it. How come you think your Christian is going to heaven when you're with those things? So that's why I say, I'm a loser. But then everyone say, Lord God will enter to heaven. You say, you're deceiving people. So he's making people worship him as God, as Holy Spirit, as God. Like Masonry people, voodoo, social we Masonry, now they are preachers, they are all kinds of things. They lie in the Bible. They don't want to read the truth. They hate the truth. For Satan is the father of liars. The deceiver, king of deceiver, liar. There's no truth in him. So that's the problem. That's what caused all this problem. There's no honesty in him. There's no word. No word. He's not burnt. He's weak. He's weak. He's meek. When you're meek and weak and panic, you know that you do things you're not supposed to do. God take you, take you strong. No. If you do coward things, can you not make you psychologic sick? Mental, doing things, psycho things. That is what you call a lot of people psychopath. Psycho whatever. Psycho sick. Mental brain damage. Make you do things that you're not supposed to. So what they say, you don't want to tell them, don't say that if you do this, do this, you're crazy. No. What about you do murder, stealing, lying, accusing people? What are you? Dishonest, discrimination, racist, what are you? You're a normal person? You're not psychologist, you're not mental, you're not crazy. You don't have anxiety. Your heart, depression, you're off with your conscience. Come on now. Come on now. This is what it is. Who tell you to be gay? Who tell you to be lesbian? Who tell you to serve the devil? Who tells you? You choose to. Everyone has their own choice. You can say, well, do like, if we all do the same thing, it's going to be peace. No, because you don't have peace. You think if others do the same thing with you, they're going to be no. They don't have to do the same thing with you. Do you want me to tell you, if you do whatever I do, you're going to be at peace? No. I am at peace. I'm always happy. I'm always happy. I have no depression, no problem, no panic, and no thing. Why? If I do something basic to someone, I always, if they let me know, I always say sorry. And if I think about it, I don't go do it. Because I think about it, so I didn't do it to the person. So I don't go do it because I know I have to be peaceful person. Inner, I have a inner peace in me. Even the devil trying to put it on, I have my inner peace, the Holy Spirit. I always say no. I don't want to do that. I know someone that doesn't want me to do this to them. And then I make them feel happy. Because, so I don't want to do it. But I have my list. I have a list. What I want people to do to me, what I don't want people to do. Don't do to me and say to me. What I want people to say and do to me, what I don't want people to do and don't say to me. I have that list. And I know on that list, a lot of people, all people is the same thing. So I don't go to it. That's called your inner peace. That's called peace. That's why I always happy. If I do something, you don't do it, you don't like it, that's your business. I have a lot of things. I don't feel, I can tell you to become a Christian. That's up to you. I just say it to you. I don't try to discipline you to become Christian. No. I say it to you. I tell you the truth. You don't like it. I doesn't mean I hate you for that. I doesn't mean I'm not working with you. That doesn't mean I have a problem with you. No. Because I know you have to remember that this is the psycho-mental wrong. I'm smart, I got a lot of energy, a lot of knowledge, intelligence, but I have inner peace. And I'll be sound like, you don't do it, you know, like I thought about it, you know, like, they talk to you. Like, I'm a salesman too. When I go sell people off and people on the street, people don't like it, they don't accept, I just walk away. I don't have to hit them, fight with them, no. The same thing in God is right. It's not a salesman, but I come to give you the good news, free of choice, nothing for free. I tell you about God, the truth, you don't like it, you don't want to hear it. That doesn't mean you're my enemy. That doesn't mean I'm going to hate you for that. Not because you're not the same Christian, you don't want to, you don't like me, you did not do the same thing with me because I have a problem. No, I'm not a psycho, mental psychopath, psychologists take one dimension. I know it's